There's a fascinating discussion in the Paiskim regarding the question of when a child who happens to be a doctor is able to provide the father who's not feeling well with some type of medical procedure. And the truth is that this question actually is addressed mefurish in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalet. The Mishnah over there tells us that even though we know that there's an Isser Deiraisa for a person to hit his parent, Maki Ova Ve'imo is an Isser Deiraisa that even carries with it a Chi of Misa, says the Mishnah, the Chi of Misa of Chenek that applies when a person hits his parent only exists if there's a Chabura that comes with this Hakko. If you hit the parent and there's some wound that gets caused, some type of bleeding or some type of bruising, there's a chabura, only then is there a chi of misa. If there's no chabura, there's no chi of misa. Now there's a general iser that pertains to the hitting of anyone in Klal Yisrael, and that is the lav that applies when a person hits someone else. There's an iser of Baal Tosif which applies to the hitting of someone else. You're not allowed to hit someone else. You're not allowed to give them a hako. And for this, you get malchus, it's a lav d'oraisa. The Gemara over there discusses a case where the father wants to have the child do some type of medical procedure and it involves giving the father some type of wound. So this is a discussion, the Gemara. And the Gemara seems to assume that it's mutter. The Gemara first brings down Amar Yomar who says, if the father is asking the child to give him this hakka, this chabura, then it's mutter. He's doing it to help him. He's not doing it in a manner in which it's hurtful. It's not something that's disrespectful. Fakert, the father wants him to do this medical procedure, so the Gemara seems to say that it's mutter. However, the Gemara then, after seemingly coming to the conclusion that it should be mutter because the father wants the child to do this medical procedure, and it's lirafua, and therefore it should be mutter, the Gemara then reports that certain amiroim were makbid not to have their child do something, even lirfua, because of the concern that they may come to be over on the iser of hakoas of vi'imoi with a chabura, which carries with it a chi of misa. In other words, the Gemara seems to be saying that even though technically it would be mutter because it's lirfua, nevertheless, they were concerned that perhaps you might hit the you might be chayvel on the father a little bit more than necessary, a little bit more than what's necessary for the purposes of refuah, and then you'll be over on the iser of hakah that carries with it a chi of misa of chenek. And since it's an extremely chomerdika iser, they made sure that their kid, the Gemara brings a couple of stories where the amirah made sure that their kids did not provide this medical procedure, such as removing a koitz, removing some type of thorn that got embedded in the father's skin because of this concern that he's going to be over on the Isser of Hakol. The Gemara says, then why was there no concern when it comes to taking out a thorn of someone else's skin? That's not your parents. The Gemara says, because over there, worst case scenario, it's only a lav. It's not an Isser Chorus. It's not an Isser Misa. No Chi of Misa, there's no Chi of Chenek. And therefore, we're not Choshish over there that you might come to do more than necessary. But over here, when it comes to doing it by your parent, where there's an iser of chenek, that there's a chi of misa of chenek that applies to a person who gives the parent a chabura, a chaval that carries with it the chi of misa, mebeilo, there was a concern, and they didn't let their child go ahead and provide their parent with this medical procedure. Now, the question is, is there a machlekes over here, or is there not a machlekes? At first, the Gemara seems to bring a conclusion that it's mutter. If it's l'tzayruch refuah, it's mutter. You don't have to be concerned because the parent is getting helped and assisted by the child's chaval. And since it's for the benefit of the parent, it's not for the parent's detriment, mebeila, it's mutter. And then the Gemara then subsequently brings a story that seems to say that it's a problem because of the concern that you might do more than necessary. So it seems to be a stira. What is going on over here? So this, in fact, is a machlekes rishonim. There's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh. The Rambam shita is that it's not a stira. and it depends on the scenario. Says the Rambam, it depends on whether or not some other doctor is available to provide the father with the medical procedure. If the father is the only one available, it's mutter even l'chadchila, because it's l'serich refuah. However, in iko acher, if there's someone else available to do it, if there's another doctor available to provide the father with this procedure, then you shouldn't do the procedure yourself. You should hand it over to someone else. As I state in Rambam, that there's no theory and it depends on whether there's someone else available or not. However, the Rif and the Rosh both learn that it's a machlekes. That it's a machlekes, and the Maskonas Hagamor is, like the Mandi Omar, who holds, this is Rav, who holds that it's Aser, that we have to be makbid about doing a medical procedure for the parent if it's something that causes them some type of chavola. And even though you're doing it with Tzarech Refuah, there's a concern that you might go overboard, you might, by mistake, take a little bit more blood than necessary, and then there's a concern that you're going to be chayav miso, at least b'teira shaygik. So it turns out that there's a machlekes rishonim, how we paskin l'maisa. According to the Rambam, we paskin that im ika acher, then you shouldn't be doing the procedure for your parent, and if leka acher, if there's no one else available, you should. And according to the Rif and the Rosh, the halacha is that you have to be machmer because of the concern that you might go overboard, you might take more blood than necessary and be in violation of something that carries with it a chiyuv mis. Now the truth is that there's a tremendous chiddush from the Minchas Chinuch, where the Minchas Chinuch has a different way of being miyashiv the seemingly contradictory gemaras. And the Minchas Chinuch says that it depends on whether the father requests the procedure by the son, or the son goes from his own volition and provides the father with the medical procedure. And he says that the way to be miyashiv the two gemaras is that when you do it miritzoinoi, the father requests it, he wants it, he acquiesces, then it's mutter. However, if you do it on your own and you don't get the father to be maskim, in that case, says the Minchas Chinuch, that is the case where it's us. That is the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, but it's extremely schwer for a variety of reasons. Number one, according to the way the Minchas Chinuch is assuming, when the Gemara says that it's a problem, this story of Rav, when he got a thorn stuck in his skin, he got a splinter and didn't want his son removing it. So all these cases in the Gemara were referring to a story in which the son wanted to do it shloi b'ritzoino. He wanted to just go ahead and do it without being asked to do it. It sounds very mechudashik pashtos. The entire sukkah is talking about a case where the father wants it. The father asks the son to do it. It's b'ritzoino. And according to the way the Minchas Chinuch is learning, it seems to be a tremendous chiddush that in some cases, in the Gemara, we're talking about a case where it was Shalei Mirtzayne. It doesn't seem to be the Mashmois. V'oi, ask the Acharonim. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Aleph, tells us, it's also for a person to be chayvlin himself. You're not allowed to injure yourself. Why? Because as the Radvaz explains, as other Rishonim are Mashma, a person is not the Bailim on his own body. When it comes to your money, you have a certain degree of bailus, and you can give away your money as you see fit. But you can't decide, you know, please beat me up, or you can't hurt yourself, you can't commit suicide, obviously. You can't, you're not a bailum on your body, you're not a bailum on your guf, and therefore, you can't be choyvel in yourself. And therefore, the question is, if in fact the father is not allowed to have the son do this medical procedure if the father doesn't give his consent, if the son goes and does it on his own because of the concern of a chabura, then it should be the same even if the father asks him to do so. Who cares whether he agrees? If it's a problem of chavolo, so a person is not allowed to be chayv in himself. He's not a bailam on his own body, and if it would be usur without his consent, then it should be usur even with his consent, and there shouldn't be a distinction. Akabanam, this is the fascinating chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, but halacha l'maaseh, so we don't assume like this. And we assume like one of the other two, Mahalchim and the Rishonim. And the question is, how in fact do we paskin? So this is a machlekes between the Mechaber and the Rambam. The Mechaber, as is his rule when it comes to Psak, he takes the three Amudei Hayra, the Rosh, the Rif, and the Rambam, and he looks at what the majority of these three Amudim say, and he paskins like the Rav. So too over here, the Rif and the Rosh both say that it's aser even im leka acha, even if there's no other doctor available, the son shouldn't be chayv on the father, even if it's the tzorich refuah. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's aser even if there's no other doctor available, because he assumes like the Rif and the Rosh. However, the Ramo disagrees. The Ramo is more makel. The Ramo paskins that even though we're talking about doing a medical procedure and being chayvel in your own parent, it's mutter im leko ach. There's no other doctor available. If it's l'tzorich refuah, it's mutter. Now we should point out that avada, everyone agrees, even the Shulchan Aruch, that if we're talking about a chashash sakona, if there's no one else available, and if you don't have this medical procedure done, it's going to be a sakana for the parent, it certainly would be mutter. But we're talking about in a case where there's no sakana involved, so over there we're saying that even in Mleko Acher, according to the Mechaber, it's Osir, but according to the Ramo, it's Mutter in Mleko Acher. Now, the question that the later Paiskim discuss is, what is the Geder of Mleko Acher? And this is a fascinating Machlekes that erupted in the last door, and there was a whole back and forth between Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tuchachinsky, the Baal HaGesher Achayim, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Herzog, and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. And the question is, how do we define Leko Acher? And the question was, if let's say the child who is a doctor is willing to do the procedure for free, anyone else you would get, any other doctor would charge a significant amount of money. Is that considered Leko Acher because no one else is willing to give it to me at the same price? Or is it Lamaisa considered Ika Acher because you can pay someone else to do it? This was the machlekes. The Gesher Achaim wanted to suggest Yechiel Michal that it was considered leko acher, and therefore he wanted to be mater in this case, based on the psak of the Ramo. But he sent this question to, as he writes, the various gedolim of the time, the various gedolim of Yerushalayim. And he says he got different responses from these three: Peisker Hador, the psak of Tzvi Pesach was one way. And then Rav Herzog replied, and then Rav Shlomo Zalman, who he calls a rising star, as well responded. And this was a very fascinating machlekes, but Ritzi Pesach has an interesting svar over there, trying to be machmir. It says Ritzi Pesach, we know that when it comes to the chiv of kibarav, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, but we paskin that the chiv is mishel ha'av, which means that the question is, are you mechuyev to spend your own money to care for your parent, or does the money come from your parent's bank account? So the Gemara says the halacha is mishel ha'av, that you don't have to spend your own money, the money comes from your parent's account to pay for his needs. Azoshte in Gemara, and that's the way we pass it. So one could argue that over here, if we're talking about me treating my parent, or sending him to someone else, and if I do it for free, that's one thing, but it's going to cost me money to send it to someone else. So l'chayro, the chiv of kibra va'im isn't applicable when it comes to taking money from my account. So maybe we should say that it's mutter. So Mitzvi Pesach wanted to argue as follows. He wanted to say that avada, this argument cannot be made, because he says that really, as the Gemara says, be'etzem chayv l'refuah is mutter. If it's l'refuah, it's mutter. And therefore, technically speaking, even like the Mechaber, like everyone in the Rishayim, even like all the Amirim in the Gemara, if a person were to be chayv the father only and strictly for refuah reasons, it would be mutter. What's the reason why there's a reason to be machmer? Only because you might be chayv more than necessary, l'tzayuch refuah, and then you're going to have a problem of shigas misa. Says Rabbi Pesach, in that case, the reason why the child will have to spend money is not for his father's tzayuch, it's for his own tzayuch. Because mitzad the father's tzayuch, he has a full-fledged heter to be chayv in the father, if it's l'tzayuch refuah. Norvos, you're afraid that you're going to go overboard, you're going to be chayv too much, and then you're going to be over on the isser of hakah with the chabura. That's your own concern. And if that's the reason why you're concerned, you want to spend money to avoid being in violation of a lav, not an asay. Mitzvah the mitzvah of kibbutz avim, you have a strict heter that you don't have to worry about. Norvos, you're afraid of a lav. You don't want to be Oivran Chavolo because you want to go more than Eser. When it comes to Lav, and a person has to spend all of his money, and therefore you would have to spend all of your money to avoid being Oivran Lav, and that would entail sending your father to a different doctor to have him healed by the other doctor, because since it's Ika Acher, and it's just a question of spending money, you're mechuyev to spend money to avoid being Oivran Lav. Because over here we're talking about a chashash of a lav, and over there, and therefore, in order to avoid that, you have to spend kol mavoine. But al kaponim, this was a very interesting machlekes between the peiske hador of the last generation, whether a child who is a doctor who would be able to do the procedure for free, but there is someone else available with a price, is that considered leka acher and it's mutter to do it yourself, or is it considered ika acher and therefore it's us?